Chapter 24. Jesse had driven down to Boston and arranged to take Diana to a hot new Malaysian restaurant in the Back Bay, a restaurant she had mentioned wanting to try after reading a review in the Sunday paper. Hot, new, and Malaysian were not adjectives usually associated with Jesse's idea of great food. These days, his tastes ran more to donuts and sandwiches from Daisy's, but he had to ask some things of Diana that were going to be hard for her to swallow. He hoped that if the food pleased her, it might make his requests easier to digest. Diana, dressed in a simple white summer dress and heels, met him downstairs and hopped into his old Explorer. She was already suspicious of this hastily arranged date, and when she saw Jesse was wearing a freshly ironed button-down shirt, his blue blazer, and gray dress pants, her suspicions grew stronger. But it wasn't until she noticed his shined shoes that she knew something was definitely up. When it occurred to her what that something might be, Diana Evans got slightly nauseated and asked Jesse to crank the AC. Looking out of the corner of her eye, she searched for a ring box-shaped bulge in his jacket pocket. Just because she couldn't see one didn't mean he might not have the ring somewhere else on his person. He turned to stare at her. "You okay?" She lied. "Fine." "You look beautiful and smell even better." She smiled her neon white smile at him. She knew she was pleasing to look at. She always found false modesty nonsensical, but that didn't mean she wasn't conflicted about her beauty. Being taken seriously had been a struggle for her since she turned 13. It was never worse than at the bureau. Still, when Jesse complimented her appearance, it was different somehow. Maybe because she knew he loved her, or because he had consulted with her on cases. Maybe it was because he had forgiven her for the lies she'd told him when they first met. No man she'd ever encountered had taken her as seriously as Jesse Stone did. Even so, she dreaded the idea of him popping the question. She loved him something awful, but she wasn't sure marriage to Jesse or any man was for her. Monogamy suited her. Marriage was a different animal altogether. And even if she could bring herself to get married, she didn't want to put down roots in a place like paradise. Pretty as it was, she just couldn't picture herself locked into small-town life. Jesse could see Diana was squirming a bit in her seat, and that this whole last-minute deal was making her curious and uncomfortable. He laughed at himself for trying to go about things this way. The grand gesture had never been his style, but he supposed it was a measure of his love for her that he was willing to try things this way. Either that or a measure of his concern. As he had suspected, the bullets matched. Healy had called to confirm that the 22s dug out of the rear tires of the cars in Paradise were twins to those removed from the bodies in Salem. Now he had to prove that the shooter was Mr. Peepers. For that, he would need Diana's help. "You still pals with Abe Rosen at the bureau?" he asked. "That's a weird question." "But are you?" "Sure," she said, wondering where Jesse was headed with this. "You think he would do you a favor?" "Depends on the favor. Last time he did one for me, he put his own neck in a noose to cover for me. If things had gone a little bit differently, he would have been shown the door, and not quietly, the way I was asked to leave." "He was in love with you. He probably still is."
"Jesse."
"I don't blame him. You're pretty easy to love," Jesse said, a slight smile at the corners of his mouth. "And Abe came out of it all right." "All right, but not unscathed. So what's the favor I'm asking him?" Jesse reached into his jacket pocket and handed her a slip of paper. "I need all the street surveillance footage, federal and BPD, for those streets on the day Gino Fish killed himself." She squinted, pursed her lips, and tilted her head at him. "Can't you just ask your contacts at the Boston PD?" He shook his head. "I can't let them know I'm looking at it this closely."
"Why not?"
"Long story." She pointed at the car in front of them. "We've moved 20 feet in 5 minutes, so we've got plenty of time." But now Diana was gesturing to her right. "Holy crap, did you see that? That asshole just knocked the woman over and stole her bag." Before Jesse could answer or move, Diana was out of the car. She shed her heels and took off down the street after the man. Jesse pulled his Explorer to the curb, dialed 911, and went to see how the woman knocked to the ground was doing. When he saw that she was just stunned and that other people were tending to her, Jesse took off after Diana and the mugger. He was about 20 yards behind them when Diana leapt forward, tackling the mugger. They went down hard, the mugger face first into the sidewalk. His nose broke. The sidewalk didn't. There was blood everywhere, some of it on the front of Diana's dress. But by the time Jesse got there, Diana had the perp in an arm bar and was threatening to rip the guy's lungs out if he tried to run. "Too bad I already hired Alicia," Jesse said to Diana as he slapped handcuffs on the mugger. "That was pretty amazing." Diana caught her breath and asked, "This surprises you?" "I guess it shouldn't. Don't ever underestimate me, Stone, or I'll do to you what I just did to this clown."
"I don't doubt it. Your dress is ruined."
She shrugged. "I guess I can't show up at a restaurant looking like this. After the cops come, let's go back to my apartment. I want to clean up." An hour later, Diana, freshly showered, her scrapes washed and treated, a scotch in her hand, she asked Jesse to finish the explanation that had been so rudely interrupted. "What's up? Why the sudden date? Why do you need Abe to get this surveillance video? What the hell is going on?" When Jesse explained about the bodies in Salem, the 22 bullets in the tires of the cars in Paradise, and about Mr. Peepers, it got very quiet in Diana's apartment. Diana suddenly didn't feel much like eating, whether it was Malaysian food or at Burger King. Instead, she guzzled her drink and poured herself another. "I have another favor to ask," he said. Before Jesse could get the question out of his mouth, Diana thought she heard herself say yes. "But you don't know what I'm asking."
"I do, though. You're going to ask me if I'd go to Jen's wedding with you."
He smiled at her. Diana continued to surprise him at every turn. First the mugger, and now this. What Jesse couldn't have known was how conflicted Diana felt. She felt an immense sense of relief that there would be no kneeling, no ring box, and no proposal of marriage. She also felt equally hurt and disappointed. She wasn't sure Jesse would understand it if she were to explain it to him. Never mind him. She wasn't sure she understood it.